Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are in the 10th canto, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Text 36. Na nama rupe guna janma karma vir. Nirupita vetavatasya shakshina. Mano vachoyam manumeya vartamo mano deva kriyayam pratiyanti apihi nanama rupe guna janma karma vir Nirupita Vetavatasya Shakshina Mano Vachoyam Manumeya Vartmano Deva Kriyayam Pratyanti Adhapi Nanama Rupe Guna Janma Jamavir Nirupti Pavye Tavatascha Shakshina Mano Vachayam Manumeya Vartmano Deva Kriyayam Pratiyanti Ayapihi. Vaishnavis. Word for word, na, not, Nama Rupe, the name and form. Guna, with attributes. Janma, appearance. Karmabi, activities or pastimes. Nirupitave, are not able to be ascertained. Tava, your. Tasya, of him. Shakshina, who is the direct observer. Manaha, of the mind. Vachopyam, words. Anumedya, hypnosis. Hypothesis, sorry. Vartamanaha, the path. Deva, O Lord. Kriyayam, in devotional activities. Pratiyanti, they realize. Ata api, still, he, indeed, you can be realized by the devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, your transcendental name and form are not ascertained by those who merely speculate on the path of imagination. Your name, form, and attributes can be ascertained only through devotional service. Please repeat. O Lord, your transcendental name and form are not ascertained by those who merely speculate on the path of imagination. Your name, form, and attributes can be ascertained only through devotional service. As stated in the Padma Purana, Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriya Seva Mukhe Hijivado Shaiman Eva Spiratyaha. One cannot understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, and qualities and pastimes of Shri Krishna through one's material contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, and qualities and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. Since Krishna and his transcendental name, form, and activities are all of a transcendental nature, ordinary persons or those who are only slightly advanced cannot understand them. Even big scholars who are non-devotees think that Krishna is fictitious. Yet although so-called scholars and commentators do not believe that Krishna was factually a historical person, whose presence on the battlefield of Kurukshetra is recorded in the history of Mahabharata, they feel compelled to write commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and other historical records. Sevam mukhe hijivado sayameva spiratyaha. Krishna's transcendental name, form, attributes, and activities can be revealed only when one engages in his service in full Krishna consciousness. This confirms Krishna's own words in Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Bhaktya mam abhijanti nati yavam yaschasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyantva vishyate tad anantanam. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Only by seva mukta, by engaging oneself in the Lord's service, can one realize the name, form, and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O Lord, the demigods say, the impersonalists who are non-devotees cannot understand that your name is identical with your form. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference between His name, His actual form. In the material world, there is a difference between form and name. The mango fruit is different from the name of the mango. One cannot taste the mango fruit simply by chanting, mango, mango, mango. This is actually a difficult concept for us to understand because we don't have any material reference. The Srila Prabhupada described this very nicely here and gave us this example. We can chant mango, mango all day. We can't taste a mango. We can't even smell a mango, nor can we see a mango. But the devotee who knows that there is no difference between the name and the form of the Lord chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and realizes that he is always in Krishna's company. It's from the taste, because we taste something. That's how we know. For persons who are not very advanced in absolute knowledge of the Supreme, Lord Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes. They can simply think of the pastimes of the Lord and get the full benefit. Since there is no difference between the transcendental name and form of the Lord, there is no difference between the transcendental pastimes and the form of the Lord. For those who are less intelligent, like women, laborers, or the mercantile classes, the great sage Vyasadeva wrote Mahabharata. In the Mahabharata, Krishna is present in his different activities. The Mahabharata, his bodily color resembles... In the Mahabharata... history, and simply by studying, hearing, and memorizing the transcendental activities of Krishna, the less intelligent can also gradually rise to the standard of pure devotees. So these pastimes are amazing. They're interesting, and they're instructional. And they give us a deep understanding into who Krishna is. The pure devotees who are always absorbed in the thoughts of transcendental lotus feet of Krishna and who are always engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness are never to be considered to be in the material world. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained that those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness by body, mind, and activities are to be considered liberated even within this body. And Prabhupada gave us this perfect example as he was translating this very verse in giving us this beautiful purport just a short time before he left his body in a quite emaciated condition. We actually saw Prabhupada. I saw Srila Prabhupada in the Gaur Purnima festival previous to his passing. And then he came here a few months later and the amount he diminished was so shocking. But he was still translating, giving us these beautiful purports. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained that those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness by body, mind, and activities are to be considered liberated even within this body. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord have already transcended the material position. Krishna appears in order to give a chance to both the devotees and the non-devotees for realization of the ultimate goal of life. The devotees get the direct chance to see him and worship him. Those who are not on that platform get the chance to become acquainted with his activities and thus become elevated to the same position. The Brahma Samhita 5.38 says, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochena Dantasadaiva Hirdeshu Vilokayanti Yamshaima Sundaramachinta Gunasarupam Govindamare Purusham Damaham Bhajami. Although Krishna's transcendental form is presented as black, devotees who are in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciate the Lord as Shyamasundar, having a very beautiful blackish form. The Lord's form is so beautiful that the Brahma Samhita 5.30 also states, Venum kandantam aravinda dalayataksham bahavatatam sanipapuda sundarangam kandarpakoti karmani vaishasishasobhyam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who plays on his transcendental flute. His eyes are like lotus flowers. He is decorated with peacock plumes. And his bodily color resembles the color of a fresh black cloud. Although his bodily features are more beautiful than millions of cupids, this beauty of the Supreme Lord can be seen by devotees who are in love with him. Devotees whose eyes are anointed with love of Godhead, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochina. We come and see the deities in the morning. And Srila Prabhupada said it's not that we can actually see the deities. We don't really have the eyes yet. But we should prepare ourselves because we want Krishna to see us. So it's nice that we dress nicely and be clean. And sometimes we see people come to see the deity, and it's nice they're coming. We don't want to discourage them. But sometimes when they pay obeisances, they're not really exposing the best part of themselves. So it's good that we try to dress nicely and come see the deity. Srila Prabhupada encouraged us in that way. The Lord is also known as Girihari or Girvardhari because Krishna, for the sake of his devotees, lifted Govardhan Hill. The devotees appreciated the Lord's inconceivable strength, but non-devotees, in spite of directly perceiving the Lord's inconceivable strength and power, regard the Lord's activities as fictitious. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Non-devotees cannot give any nomenclature for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet the Lord is known as Shyamasundar and Girihari. Similarly, the Lord is known as Devaki Nandana and Yasoda Nandana because he accepted the role of son for Mother Devaki and Mother Yasoda. And he is known as Gopal because he enjoyed the sport of maintaining the cows and calves. Therefore, although he has no mundane name, he is addressed by devotees as Devaki Nandana, Yasoda Nandana, Gopal, and Shyamasundar. These are all transcendental names that only devotees can appreciate and non-devotees cannot. The history of Krishna, the person, has been openly seen by everyone, yet only those who are in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead can appreciate this history. Whereas non-devotees have not developed their loving qualities, think that the activities, form, and attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are fictitious. Therefore, this verse explains, Na nama rupe guna jamma karmabhir nirupita vetava tasya sanchina. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given the example that persons suffering from jaundice cannot taste the sweetness of sugar candy, although everyone knows that sugar candy is sweet. Similarly, because of the material disease, non-devotees cannot understand the transcendental name, form, attributes, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although they actually see the Lord's activities either through authority through history. The Puranas are old, authentic histories, but non-devotees cannot understand them, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Non-devotees cannot understand even the preliminary study of transcendental knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. They simply speculate and present commentaries with absurd distortions. In conclusion, unless one elevates himself to the transcendental platform by practicing bhakti yoga, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his name, form, attributes, or activities. But if by chance, by the association of devotees, one can actually understand the Lord and his features, one immediately becomes a liberated person. As the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoviti tatvata tatva deham punar janma naiti mameti surjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna. It's that simple. That simple. Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore said that by affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotees can express their mind to him with their words. Others, however, cannot do this. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhakta Mamma Vajananti Yavam Yaschasmi Tatvataha. And that translation is, one can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So here this beautiful purport is making a very clear instruction. It's through love and devotion that we approach Krishna and that we understand Krishna, not through some other exterior material qualification. In 4:3 of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that this very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend and can therefore understand the transcendental mysteries of this science. Krishna is speaking to Sanjaya. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, 9:2, Rajavija Rajagunyam Pravitram Idam Uttamam. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. So this is a secret. It's confidential. Yet Krishna is speaking it on the battlefield, in the middle of the battlefield with Arjuna. And Sanjaya is relating this through some transcendental vision to Dhritarashtra. And simultaneously, Veda Vyas is narrating this to Ganesh, who is transcribing this. And for 5,000 years, the Bhagavad Gita has been published and transmitted throughout society in all different kinds of languages. When Srila Prabhupada, when Krishna says to Arjuna, because you are my dear friend, I'm speaking to you, my supreme instruction, the most confidential of all, hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. It's confidential. Yet it's out there for everyone to hear. How is this? Srila Prabhupada prepared to come to the West. He was translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he knew that there are almost 100 different translations of Bhagavad Gita. And shortly after he came here, he relates many of his purports to verses in the Bhagavad Gita. That he came to give a class one day with a Bhagavad Gita from a famous commentator. And this commentator said that he believed so much in Bhagavad Gita that he would dedicate his life to propagating Bhagavad Gita. But he couldn't believe that Krishna was a real person. Prabhupada was reading his words. He is saying, how could Krishna be a real person in that he propagated this violence? And he was so immoral in his activities with the damsels of Raj. How could he be a real person? That his speculation was that some sages created this fictional person in order to make the Bhagavad Gita more attractive. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 7:7, there's no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. And 10:8, aham sarvasya prabhavo. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my transcendental service and worship me with all their hearts. And again, 1855. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. And 9:34, manmana madbhakto madjani mam namaskaru mamayasyasi yuktaivam atnam madmaprayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me, and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. And 1866, sarva dharmam parichaya, mamekam sarvam udaya, aham tvam sarva prabhebhyo, mokshayami nasuja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. The whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken and written so that we can attain Krishna. 4:9, janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tatvataha taktvam deham punarjanma naitimam iti sorjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna. If we just took this one verse and dedicated our lives to us, we would have perfection. But these fools who have the audacity, really, to comment on Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he addresses them too in Bhagavad Gita. He says to them, avajananti mad mudha. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. Of course, as it says in the 10 offenses, we don't try to convince the atheist. Prabhupada said, we avoid the atheist. And then he said, well, if we avoid the atheist, we won't have anyone to preach to. And sometimes, Srila Prabhupada was so merciful, he compared them to like children. If you gave a child a $5,000 check money, children can't appreciate it, right? A young child will put it in its mouth. An older child will tear it up. Maybe even make an airplane out of it. Throw it away, discard it. It takes a certain consciousness, a certain awareness to be able to appreciate. The Prabhupada was so compassionate that he explained that these personalities, they have their difficulties. But really, to understand Krishna, one must hear from the lips of someone who loves Krishna. 4:34, tadvidhi pranipatena, just, go ahead. Sevayam upadekshanti venanam. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. He takes these atheists and he even describes their situation as a disease condition to give us some understanding and some compassion. In 4:10 of Bhagavad Gita, Ritaragra Bhaya Krodha, he explains that these atheists, they have a condition of, they're too materially affected. They have too much material attachment. And they're full of fear. And they're angry. And so they can't accept. They can't accept God. They're so materially affected, they can't even have the vision to appreciate anything spiritual. And then we see that they're confused by all the different philosophical speculations and religious doctrines that are out there, that they want to block it out and say there's no God. So they hear us coming to them, they just see us as another doctrine. And then they're angry. They're angry from all this. And they become so frustrated, they turn to intoxication, where they become so deeply embedded in the material nature, they can't understand in any way. And we've seen through the years, just because devotees are steadfast and they're serious and they're devoted, we've seen a progression from society. Remember when we used to go out on Sankirtan and they'd throw things at us and shout at us? Remember? Now, I haven't gone out very often, but it's not unusual to get a standing ovation. They're appreciating devotees. In the beginning, they were sending deprogrammers after us. Now they're actually liking us. I was amazed in New York, went out on Sankirtan, and the people were so happy to see us. And there's a story by Indradumya Maharaj where he was riding with a taxi driver, was explaining how much he was appreciating the devotees chanting. It's amazing how through the years that this process, and because of the devotees' serious dedication, it's affecting the public. Rupa Goswami explains that the beginning is that someone desires spiritual life. And so this brings one to the desire of associating with spiritual people. And so that's why we have these temples, so that people can come somewhere and associate. And are we giving them that opportunity to associate with spiritual people? So that they can feel and want to continue coming. It was interesting. I went to a seminar in Jagannath Puri, and Mahatma Prabhu, who used to be a devotee here, he's living in Mayapur now. He gave a seminar, and he put up this board. And he had everyone in the room say, what would you want to experience if you went to a spiritual place? A spiritual society, what would you expect to experience? And it was interesting, all the different perspectives that came out. And then he brought another board. He says, and what would you not want to experience? I think this would be a great exercise for us to do sometime, so that we would all could see different perspectives of how to appreciate these personalities who are coming to the temple, don't have any concept of what spiritual life is. And then he says that the next step is one takes initiation from a spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master. And then he acquires the taste for hearing and chanting. And he learns discipline. And he learns attachment. And then the third stage is one will lead to bhava. And from bhava, there's so many stages up to prema. So Srila Rupa Goswami explains, so by the slow process of devotional service, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, one can attain the highest stage, being freed from all material attachment. From fearfulness of one's individual spiritual personality and from the frustrations that result in voidist philosophy. But there's another factor. There's another feature that comes into this that is quite wonderful. And that's explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 7.11. The transcendental mellows of conjugal love of Krishna is so wonderful that Krishna himself accepts the form of a devotee to relish and taste it fully. And he accepts the form of a devotee to spread it to the fallen souls in the age of Kali. And in 7:20 and 21, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains, the characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although the storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatapa, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste the transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahavadanaya Avatara because although he is Sri Krishna himself, he's even more favorably disposed to the poor fallen souls than Lord Sri Krishna. When Lord Sri Krishna himself was personally present, he demanded that everyone surrender unto him and promise that he would give them all protection. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this earth with his associates, he simply distributed transcendental love of God without discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami, therefore, could understand that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Sri Krishna himself. For no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can distribute confidential love of God. Confidential love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much for listening. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Rigopati. Just now coming.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. So I was asked by somebody about a month ago who was familiar with the books and philosophy, how could you be so confident about your information? Because they referred to that how Vyasadeva was instructed by Narada Muni to meditate in trance on the pastimes of the Lord and then describe them. You know, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva was lamenting that he, even after compiling all these different Vedic literatures, he was still feeling despondent. And he himself detected that the reason was because he neglected to directly glorify the Lord. And Narada Muni appeared on the scene and confirmed all that and instructed him to, you know, describe the pastimes of the Lord. And in order to do that, he would meditate in trance and they would be revealed to him. So he was asking the question that, you know, your faith is that this personality, Vyasadeva, meditated in trance, and he wasn't even told these things by Narada Muni, his spiritual master. What to speak of, did he directly see them? He's just meditating in trance, and they were all revealed to him. And you're accepting that, you know, as verbatim, you know, truth. Isn't that like a lot of, how would you have responded to, can you see that person's point? They felt it was like a big stretch in faith that you're not even, he didn't see it, he didn't hear it from his spiritual master, He just went into meditation, according to the Bhagavatam, and he saw these pastimes revealed to him in trance. And you're accepting, you're basing your whole life on these that.
Right.
That, yeah.
Well, Srila Prabhupada answers this in the Bhagavad Gita. It's like the bee trying to taste the honey in the jar. You have to take the lid off and actually taste it. And so from trying it, from trying the process, from trying the chanting, is that we get that ruchi, we get that taste. And we experience it. And so from that's how our faith develops. And then we associate with other devotees. And that increases our faith, increases our devotion. So as if we've accepted this lifestyle, and it's not a particularly easy lifestyle. I mean, many of us here could have great materialistic careers. Now, we've chosen a simple style. Why? Because the taste is so much better. You yourself, Bhagavati, I'm sure if you had not chosen this spiritual path, you could have been, a corporate leader, I know, because you're such a devotee, it's hard to imagine, but you have great attributes, great qualities, much more so than an average person. But this is taste. You're not giving up the taste. And so if we can entice them somehow or another, take this taste, try it. I remember Srila Prabhupada saying here, just come and live with us for a week. Of course, we can't make that offer to anyone now, but if we can encourage someone, just try chanting for 1 week, 4 rounds. Yeah, is that okay? Yes, Prabhu.
Also, Krishna says, Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samamrita Mudha Yamnavianati. Krishna is not entitled to reveal himself to fools. He says, for them, I cover them with my Yoga Maya. So, actually, Vyasadeva is Krishna himself, an incarnation. I mean, he came to teach how, we can only, by the grace of Krishna, we can understand this. So the other person can speculate and say so many things, but actually he's not favored by Krishna. And yesterday we have a verse where he says, Atapitideva padam buja bujo. What is that? Atapitideva pudam baya duayo. Prasada lesano grihite bahi janasya tatuam bhagavan mahimno. Nachanya kopi chiram bichimban. That by the grace, slightly grace of Krishna, just by that one, Krishna can make understand his teachings, his knowledge to the devotees. Other ones can be speculated in so many ways, like this verse right here. But Mataji, my question to you is different. I was going to ask you that you've been chanting Hare Krishna for more than 40 years, and we were at Sadhu Sangha, and I saw you there, right in the first row. I saw also Giriraj Maharaj sitting down there for hours and hours, sinking into the holy name. And a thought came to my mind that these devotees are relishing the holy name. It's not an artistic performance. And I seen that. So my question to you is, what
is that I've fallen into this material world somehow or another, and only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the holy name do I see any way or any hope of getting out. I have no really deep realizations, but I'm very grateful that somehow or another Krishna has allowed me to stay here, even though I'm kind of a nuisance.
So excited, waiting to see what was going to be the reaction for the event. So
but this person, maybe this year he can only spend a few minutes. But if we keep inviting him, he'll spend a few more next year, a few more, and come more and more. It's a gradual process. Jai, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
I've been only in the airport in Moscow and in the campus.